This is JIS News. Coming up, JPS and CMI sign MOU to replace streetlights with LED. Jamaica and Brazil sign US $98,000 contract for water management project, and CAPE and CSEC results out. Details after the break. Stay with us.
The Ministry of Education has established cost guidelines for supplementary texts for grades 1 to 6 and 7 to 9.
There are some basic things that parents must buy, which are really not considered to be texts. So, for example, the hymnals and Bible and geometry sets, pens, pencils, graph books and atlases and so on. We have been doing our survey, so we have been checking the cost of books. And by and large, once parents shop wisely, they should be able to meet their budget based on the guidelines that we have suggested.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean.
Now the news. The Jamaica Public Service Company, JPSCo, and the Caribbean Maritime Institute, CMI, have signed a memorandum of understanding for the replacement of 200 streetlights with LED lighting. The contract, valued at over $5 million, will see students of CMI retrofitting streetlights in sections of the Rockford community and along the Harborview roundabout, as well as the corridor leading to Port Royal. Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Polwell says the project will result in significant savings on electricity costs and create employment for residents.
Residents from the communities will also be gainfully employed during the period of the LED streetlight assembly. Residents from several communities extending beyond Eastern Kingston to embrace some in Southern and Eastern St. Andrew will also be involved, and as you heard earlier, a critical part of the next stage of this project is the development of smart street lighting technology, which includes the use of broadband communication and GPS to reduce the likelihood of street light theft.
Minister Polwell was speaking at the recent contract signing ceremony in Kingston. The project is expected to begin within the next 3 weeks. A U.S. $98,000 contract was recently signed between the governments of Jamaica and Brazil to boost the island's capacity to manage its water resources. Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Minister Robert Pickersgill says the project is an indication of the government's continued commitment to the sustainable management of the water resources available in the country.
The need to manage our water resources has become increasingly urgent. I know that Brazil, through its National Water Agency, has a wealth of experience and expertise in the area of water resource management. And we are indeed very grateful that you are sharing your knowledge with us.
The water management project will be executed over a two-year period. Minister Pickersgill was speaking at the signing ceremony in Kingston recently. The results of the Caribbean Secondary Examination Certificate, CSEC, will be available online as of Tuesday, August 12. Parents and students who sat the exam may visit the website of the Caribbean Examinations Council after 10 a.m. to find out their results. The website is ors.cxc.org/student-portal. Meanwhile, students can now access the results of the Caribbean Advanced Proficiency Exam CAPE at the same website. The results were uploaded to the site on Sunday, August 10. Students will need the registration information provided on their CXC timetable in order to view their results. And the National Council for Senior Citizens, the NCSC, will on Tuesday, August 12, launch its island-wide retirement seminars. The seminars, themed "Retirement is a Process, Not an Event, Be Prepared," will kick off in St. Elizabeth at the Santa Crest Hotel starting at 9:30 a.m. Acting Principal Social Worker at the Council, Angela Toiloy, says the series is designed to help persons to be fully equipped for retirement and inevitable life process.
It is a lifelong process, and preparation for the later years are very vital to all one function in their retirement years. And one of the biggest problems that we have is not making proper preparation for this stage of life.
Mrs. Toiloy was speaking in an interview with JIS News. Retirement and investment, home ownership and maintaining good health during retirement are some of the topics to be discussed at the meetings. Call the NCSC at 906-927728 for more information on the retirement sessions. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.